In this bulletin, Scott Morrison confirms a Sri Lanka-based Islamic terror organisation was responsible for the Easter Sunday bombings. Questions over the approval of a controversial uranium mine in WA. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal advances to the quarterfinals of the Barcelona Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed a Sri Lanka-based Islamic terrorist organisation was responsible for the Easter Sunday bombings that killed 253 people. Mr Morrison says investigations into the attacks have also identified links between the group and the Daesh network.
I can confirm, based on the advice that we have received, that it was a locally based Islamic terrorist organisation that we believe is responsible for those heinous and cowardly attacks against Christians that occurred just this past week on Easter Sunday.
The Prime Minister says the new information supports his party's commitment to closely monitoring returned foreign fighters. Bill Shorten has moved to reassure the corporate sector that Labor will work with big business while standing firm on his party's policies which are causing concern in the sector. Mr Shorten told the Australian Financial Review Labor could win the election despite its controversial policy agenda, which includes higher taxes on capital and an economy-wide approach to reducing emissions. But Liberal Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says Bill Shorten is lying to try to attract more voters. He's told Sky News he believes the Labor leader is controlled by the unions.
Bill Shorten is the most anti-business, left-wing extremist leader of the Labor Party in living memory. As former Prime Minister John Howard said the other day, he would be the most beholden to the union movement of any Labor leader since the Second World War. I mean, Bill Shorten for the last 6 years has run this very aggressive, high-taxing, anti-business, class warfare agenda, which clearly would be bad for our economy, bad for jobs and bad for families around Australia.
Labor is calling on the Coalition's Environment Minister Melissa Price to explain why she approved a controversial uranium mine in WA with an election around the corner. The Canadian-owned uranium mine, located about 500 kilometres from Kalgoorlie, was given the go-ahead in early April. The Coalition had previously said it was not going to sign off on the mine until an appeal between the WA Conservation Council and traditional owners was resolved. Labor's environment spokesman Tony Burke wants to know why it was suddenly approved, even though the appeal case is still proceeding. He says no details of the deal are known and Ms. Price needs to start explaining. Prince William has spoken about grief and defeating hate with love while addressing New Zealand's Muslim community at one of the Christchurch mosques that was attacked. The Duke of Cambridge told those gathered that in its grief, the world saw just how strong New Zealanders and the Muslim community are. Praising New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Prince William says her compassion set an example for leaders right around the world. He says the unity and sense of community demonstrated in the wake of the attacks demonstrates that love does conquer hate.
You could not have been more right when you declared that this country is unbreakable. On the map, New Zealand may look like an isolated land, but in the weeks that followed the 15th of March, the moral compass of the world was centred here in Christchurch. You showed the way we must respond to hate with love. You showed that when a particular community is targeted with prejudice and violence, simple acts like wearing a headscarf or broadcasting the call to prayer can reassure those who have reason to be afraid.
In tennis, Rafael Nadal has advanced to the quarterfinals of the Barcelona Open, defeating fellow Spaniard David Ferrer 6-3, 6-3. The world number two broke 37-year-old Ferrer in the first set, taking the lead 4-2 before rain interrupted play. Nadal showed his dominance once play resumed, though it took four match points for him to claim the win. Nadal led fans in applauding Ferrer in his last ever Barcelona Open match, the Spaniard retiring after the Madrid Open next month. He says he'll miss having his friend and such a fierce opponent on the tour.
It's been an emotional day. Happy, of course, for the victory, but very sad. No, say goodbye to one good friend and one one friend that we shared all these things that we shared together all during all our careers. So it's a tough moment, but I really hope that he's very happy with this decision and he's able to do whatever he wants.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, a possible morning shower, 18. Melbourne, a shower or two, 16. Hobart, showers and windy, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.